Tashi Janawan. And so, here we are reading from chapter 10, food. I thought we could read something about Tibetan eating and drinking. If you visit a Tibetan family, there are a few customs you may want to be aware of. When a host offers food or drink to a guest, usually the guest will politely refuse a few times before indulging. The host might say, "Shay, shay, please have some," and the guest would reply, "Lame, no thank you," a few times. Don't say in a harsh way or you may not be asked again. You should consume much of what is offered, but not all. If 4 pieces of bread are brought to be eaten, it's not uncommon to leave half a piece on the serving plate. You may be offered more food after the meal or snack, which you can politely refuse if nobody else is eating or your hosts appear poor. They may be offering you more food as a mere formality. Tibetan tea, pucha, a mixture of musky tea leaves, butter, and salt, is a hot, broth-like beverage found in most Tibetan homes and restaurants. A host may pour you a cup, expect you to take a large drink, pour you a bit more, expect you to drink another sip, and top it off with another trickle. If you see people blowing on the tea, it's not to cool it off, rather to push away the butter that rises to the top. Tibetan beer, jiang, is made from fermented rice, barley, or other available grains. It is found in abundance in Tibetan communities. You may be asked to join in some jiang drinking by the side of the road, in jiang houses, or with families. Though the taste might seem tame, it will catch up with you. So go easy at first if you indulge at all. Roasted barley flour, tsampa, is a staple food item for Tibetans. It is inexpensive, needs no cooking, and sits heavy in the belly to ward off the cold. Tibetans generally eat it two ways, with just enough water and maybe some butter to mold it like clay, called pak. It is squeezed in the hand with a closed fist so that the part between the forefinger and thumb is fat, the head, and the part coming out by the fifth finger is long and thin, the tail. This form of tsampa is properly eaten from head to tail. Mixed in a bowl with Tibetan tea, maybe some butter and sugar, and eaten like porridge, called chamdu. Tibetans may feel that you as a Westerner wouldn't like such food. In this case, you should ask for some. They will enjoy sharing it with you, and eating tsampa with Tibetans is a terrific way to break the ice. Restaurant. Very few language skills are needed in a restaurant in Tibet. Restaurant proprietors know enough sign language and broken English to help you out. Many times you can just walk into the kitchen and point out to what you want. Stir-fry meals are invented with the point of a finger, and all the ingredients are immediately combined and cooked for you. Some vocabulary. Dairy foods. Karze, butter, mar, cheese, churah, curd, sho, milk, oma, fruit, shingdo, apple, kushu, apricot, nagari, kombu, grapes, chugundrum, orange, saluma, peach, kombu, pear, le. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Xin jian long go.